Welcome, Psych One Fanatic Podcast here on the road in Milwaukee as we continue to cover the Cyclones and the NCAA Tournament. Before I get on to recap day two in Milwaukee, which was Iowa State's practice day, before tomorrow's action, I want to thank our friends at AgriGold. There's something special about being an Iowa Stater, about being an Iowan, about being a farmer. Of course, I'm not a farmer, but I think anybody, pretty much anybody who grew up in the state of Iowa, you are directly impacted by agriculture in one way or another. We know how vital it is for our state. And if maybe you grew up in Des Moines, but you went to Iowa State and you're listening to this, you get it too. It's an agriculture school. So important to what we do here in the state of Iowa. And we want to thank AgriGold for sponsoring us on our coverage here of the Cyclones in Milwaukee. And here's a fact for you. Boom, before we get going. Last year, the average yield was 203 bushels per acre. You know what? AgriGold can get you up to about 500 bushel corn yields on your farm. Check them out, AgriGold. Iowa State had its open practice today, and it was I'll be honest, and it didn't really surprise me, but there weren't many people there. I thought there would be more Iowa State fans. There were not, which is fine. I think what's happening is a lot of people, including our Cyclone Fanatic bus trip, will be coming down on Thursday morning. That's the one positive about playing at 9 o'clock at night. You're able to do that. I'd never been to Milwaukee, so yesterday driving here was my first time. And, man, it was I was shocked at how easy of a drive that was. It was very painless. So I'm sure a lot of you will be heading over, maybe you're even listening to this podcast on your way from Des Moines or from Central Iowa or wherever you are coming from. Regardless, so my point is there's not a ton of people here yet, but I think that will change tomorrow. An interesting conversation I got into today with Travis Hines from the Ames Tribune is how many Minnesota fans would be here. That's the other close one. Of course, Butler as well. They don't have that big of a fan base. We do believe that Iowa State will have the largest fan base here tomorrow, but I just don't know exactly how full this arena will be with Iowa State fans. It'll be interesting to see. Our bus trip, we actually had to cut it down and go to a smaller bus because we didn't have that many sign-ups. Shout out to Adam Gray for figuring that out so we didn't have to cancel the thing, so we didn't have to eat thousands of dollars on that. It's the NCAA tournament's weird because it's spring break. You can't really plan ahead. It's a tougher trip to make. Even say then the Sweet 16 next week in Kansas City. So we'll stay tuned. Obviously, Iowa State has to win some basketball games before you start talking about that. Regardless, looking ahead to tomorrow, I thought it was fun talking with Monte Morris about Marcus Marshall. He is the point guard for Nevada, who was the All-Mountain West point guard. Really, really nice player. And I looked up some what I thought were fairly staggering Monte Morris statistics. So, you know, I've always had this thought that Monte plays really well against other elite point guards, but I never did anything to back it up as far as research goes. Check this out. So, these are the three best point guards Iowa State has played this year, in my opinion. Could potentially throw West Virginia in here, but I kept it toned down because I wanted the real elites. Nigel Williams-Goss from Gonzaga, Frank Mason from Kansas, and Juwan Evans from Oklahoma State. In those six games, Morris averaged 20.9 points, 8 assists, and only 1.3 turnovers per contest. That is incredible. Now, some of you might be asking, is this kid from Nevada, does he belong on that list? I question that too. Donovan Jackson, who's probably Iowa State's best perimeter defender, and he told me absolutely he deserves to be on that list. He's right up there with those guys. So if you're not familiar with him, he actually played at Missouri State, transferred there. He sat out last year at Nevada and is playing his first season right now for the Wolfpack. So that's something to really watch tomorrow. I just wrote a whole column about that. You can read it, of course, at CycloneFanatic.com tonight. It should be on our front page right now. Also, a couple other points. that I thought was interesting, and I think fans probably care and talk about this more than the players actually do. The 9 o'clock start time, is that a good or a bad thing? I think I asked 7 or 8 of the guys, and not one of them told me that they'd rather play in the morning. Most of these guys are creatures of the night. They want to play. they'd much rather play 8, 9 o'clock at night than they would 11 in the morning, 12 in the afternoon. Monte Morris was very steadfast with his answer on that. The only one who didn't say that was Donovan, who Donovan was like, yeah, I'll play whenever, man. It doesn't matter. I'll just show up and play the game. So he clearly was that's just Donovan, if you've gotten to know him at all over the last couple of weeks or so when he's really been playing well. He's just that type of a kid where that is not a surprising answer from him. Regardless, fun stuff. It is a it's a special experience to be able to cover these NCAA tournaments. And I could tell, like, Monte today was, he, in his words, soaking up his final NCAA tournament experience. He said he wasn't ready to start thinking about the end just yet. Quite a bit of work to do, according to Monte Morris. The other game to watch tomorrow, obviously, Purdue and Vermont. I don't think Vermont's probably gotten enough play, much like Little Rock didn't last year. Now, the idea of Purdue... said this about Baylor. Baylor's lost as a 3 seed 2 years in a row. I find it really hard to believe that they lose 3. Same goes with Purdue, to get knocked off by a double-digit seed for the second year in a row. I find that hard to believe that that will actually happen. Stay tuned. I got to look at the Swanigan kid today during his open practice, and he is a absolute man amongst boys out there. So start keeping a little bit of an eye on that round of 32 matchup, but I think anybody who's smart will take Iowa State's game against Nevada very seriously. The Cyclones are only 6-point favorites for a reason. Most people expecting a very competitive basketball game tomorrow. One other thing that I found interesting today was watching Deontay Burton walk back into his old locker room. This really wasn't going to be a story. I wasn't planning on writing about it or anything. But Iowa State got put in Marquette's locker room. So Deontay, like, I think a lot of people forget because it was so long ago. Deontay played there for a year and 8 games. So he was going right back into that locker room where he used to play. And he called it a very odd experience, but also said that he's truly looking forward to being able to play in front of so many people who, I think in his mind, doubted him early on in his basketball career. We'll have a podcast for you at some point tomorrow here, courtesy of our friends at AgriGold. It will probably be after the game as I react. It's going to be really late, though, really late night tomorrow night. So you guys, of course, just need to sit tight. Hopefully it is a positive late night. We'll see. Thanks to AgriGold. Thanks to all of you for listening. Hope you're enjoying our coverage of the Cyclones in Milwaukee here at CycloneFanatic.com.